Last Sunday, our Lord Jesus Christ presented a parable of the sower who went out to sow seed. In the whole narrative, the emphasis was on the soil, the different soils, which, of course, it was addressing the way we as individuals receive the word. Today, the lesson has shifted from the individuals of to something outside. Somebody went to sow seeds equally. But what happened was the good seeds grew up with the wheat. The passage that is generally known as the wheat and the weeds, the parable of the wheat and the weeds. It would only be a very bad farmer who allowed those things to grow together, the weeds and some seeds he planted. But that is the reasoning of the world. In the reasoning of Christ, in the wisdom of God, he has a lesson to teach us here. The farmer said, let them both grow together as the weeds and the wheat. My dear friends in Christ, this has gone a long way to explain some of the questions that have been bugging us. The question of evil in the world. The question of sins in the world. Why does God not prevent this? Sometimes people ask, if he is so good a God, how does this happen? This has gone to answer that. Let them grow together. He has a purpose for that. He has a reason to do that. Because the servants were ready to go and uproot the wheat. He said, no, let the two of them grow together. So when we sit down sometimes to ask questions, why is this happening? Why do we have sins in the world? Because when you go to the book of Genesis at creation, the scripture tells us that God saw that all he created, that it was good. Then how come sin? How come evil? How come the problems we have here? These are the things that have been introduced by some other agent, some other elements. But the good thing here is the owner of the farm allows it. He wants it to grow together. Because at the end, he has a way of getting them out. So, my dear friends in Christ, sometimes when we sit back and start asking, why are these things happening? This is a very big lesson for us. We can get answers from here. He allows this thing to grow because he has something to teach us. And so the next thing here is, one very interesting thing about it is that when they approached him and told him, we have discovered some wheat coming growing up together. Did you not plant good seeds? He knew actually the genesis of that. And he says, an enemy has done that. This is the work of an enemy. The enemy did not do that to help him. He did that to hurt him. But unfortunately, he could not, because he's going to get something from there. So allow it. And you see how he is, he knows that this is the work of an enemy. This is the work of somebody who wants intentionally to hurt him. But he refused to be hurt. He allowed them. He allowed it. I'm just thinking about myself. If I know that somebody is intentionally trying to hurt me, how would I react? You know, somebody is going all out to hurt you. Sometimes to hurt your name. And what would you do? Would you just say, okay, go ahead? But that was exactly what God did here, what this man did, which of course we know is God. So what is teaching us here? That we have to be patient. And you look at his patience. If he were to go out immediately, once something like this happened, he gives order, clear that person out, clear that out. I don't think any of us would be sitting down here today. Because each one of us, at one point or the other, we offend him. But he exercises patience with us. He gives us time. He gives us that leeway, continue, giving us that time. So this is one lesson, God's patience with sinners. God's patience with evildoers. It does not mean that he approves of it. He gives them time to change. So in the case of this one, he knew actually what was going on, but he did not exercise his authority. And so it is with us. We as individuals, sometimes we sin, or even we meet people doing awful things, and it seems God does not act. It does not mean that he doesn't know. It does not mean that he doesn't understand. It does not mean that he doesn't see what is it does not mean that he does not have the power to do it, but he gives time. So, what does this teach us? Patience with one another. Sometimes we feel this person is doing this to me. So then the lesson then is so much brought out in this first reading from the book of wisdom. He says, and you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your children good grounds for hope that you would permit repentance for their sins. Those who are just must be kind. As your Heavenly Father is patient, as your Father, Heavenly Father is. So what he is teaching us here is, as he is patient with us, he wants also to have that from us. This is the lesson here. You give your children that those who are just must be kind, and you give your children good grounds for hope that you would permit repentance for their sins. Let them grow together. Give them time. Give them time. Unless at the end they don't change, that is where you will meet your doom. So, my dear friends in Christ, the parable of the wheat and the wheat shows, one, God's patience with us. God's patience with what is going on. It does not mean he doesn't know. He knows, but he gives time. He has that patience. And he wants us also to learn, those who are just must be kind to one another. And that is the source of hope. When we listen to all these parables, what do we learn? God is a just God, is a patient God, is a kind God. And we, as his children, must also learn to be like him, being kind, being forgiving, and being patient. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.